Hi, my name is Victor Mslander. I am with the World Council of Churches Communication. Violence against women is described as one of the most heinous crimes against humanity. Many women in Africa and the world at large are victims of violence, a crime that does not only leave physical scars but mental and emotional ones. One of the countries faced with violence against women is Congo DR, a country within the heart of Africa. I speak with Reverend Micheline Gastongo of Presbyterian Community of Kinshasa, who shares her views.
I'm Reverend Micheline Kamba Gastongo. I'm from Congo, Congo Kinshasa. I'm Central Committee member. I represent my church from Congo, and also very important, I want to emphasize here, I represent also people with disabilities in the World Council of Churches. I'm Presbyterian, and I'm doing my doctoral thesis in South Africa. There is a violence against women in the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, especially in the East Congo. As you know that since 1996, there is a war, and this war, women are victims. Women are raped, and women also are very stigmatized. And also, you know, when there is a rape, there is a violence, and the issue of HIV/AIDS, you know, it's coming there. And what we have also seen last year, I organized a consultation about women with disabilities faces to HIV AIDS and violence. And we discovered that many women, they become disabled because of this war. Yes, that is, there are very violence in that side. In this meeting, we will have a special session about Great Lake region, about peace in the Great Lake region, focus on the problem which is in Congo. I think I will speak about these things, about violence, and also how women are very, very suffered this side.
Okay. Maybe in your own view or observation, what would you say women should do to fight this violence?
Yes, the first things what we advise women to speak out what is going on, and also we call upon the churches, World Council of Churches, you know, to help us to stop this kind of violence. But this it's a second step, I think, you know, to talk to the authorities, you know, our politician, you know, to stop violence, because that's as a consequences, you know, to the women and the young and also people with disabilities. That's what as a insight what we have to do.
Well, thank you so much, ma'am, and I do hope everything that you've planned to do here will be achieved. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Victor Mslander reporting for the World Council of Churches Communication in Geneva, Switzerland.